Long, long ago,
in a faraway land called Israel,
there lived a man called Jonah.
One day, he heard God talking to him directly.
Jonah, Jonah, it's me.
My God in heaven?
Yes, I'm glad I got your attention.
I am so happy. Thank you for talking to me like this.
The reason is that I have an urgent work for you to do.
And you think I can do it?
I know you can, and I'll always be with you.
Okay, I'll do what you want me to do.
You will need to travel over 1 week on foot.
I'll go where you want me to go. Just tell me where.
Good. I want you to go to the biggest and most powerful city in the world.
Is it Nineveh?
Yes.
But why, Lord?
I want you to tell the people of that city that I know how bad they are, that I love them very much and want them to change. But if they do not change their evil ways, their city will be destroyed. Thanks, Jonah.
Nineveh? Seriously?
Jonah found it hard to believe that God's task for him was for real.
Go to Nineveh. Tell the people about God's love. Ask them to change their wicked ways. Why?
The more Jonah thought about the duty, the more he disliked it.
The people of Nineveh are our enemies. Why should I help them? Let them die for all I care.
It didn't take long for Jonah to reach a decision.
I will not go to Nineveh. I will go in the opposite direction. Instead of walking over the desert, I will take a ship across the sea.
So Jonah walked towards the sea.
Then to the port area of Joppa.
Hi there. Where's your ship going?
To the city of Tarshish.
Tarshish was far away across the sea.
Perfect. I will sail with you. Here, take this gold as my payment.
Okay, get on board.
Thanks.
Jonah was running as far away from God as he could.
And he felt pretty good about it.
The ship sailed smoothly and everything was normal.
Smooth sailing for so many hours.
Yes, this is really nice.
An easy job for us.
The captain says it will be the same tonight.
In the middle of the night, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea.
The ship rocked back and forth.
The sky turned black and a big storm hit the ship.
The sailors worked hard to steady the ship.
Work and pray. Come on, boys, work and pray.
All the sailors prayed to their gods.
But to absolutely no effect.
We pray to you, Baal, Lord of the universe.
Listen to our prayers and help us through this storm.
O heavenly Yam, God of the sea, lead us to safety.
Asharte, beautiful queen of heaven, hear our prayers.
During this whole time, Jonah was sleeping peacefully.
Lightning flashed, and the ship captain saw Jonah.
Hey, wake up! Why are you not praying to your God?
Save us from this storm! Have mercy on us! Hear our prayers!
We need to find out who among us is the cause of this evil. Everyone, come here!
It's you!
Tell us, what sort of evil is this?
What is your work?
Where did you come from?
And what country are you from?
Hurry up! What evil are you bringing on us?
Be quiet. Let him talk.
I am a Hebrew. I am running away from my God.
But why are you running away from your God?
Well...
Jonah told them all that happened.
It is my fault that the sea is so violent for you.
So what shall we do now?
Throw me into the sea, and the sea will calm down for you.
No, no matter what you have done, we cannot throw you overboard and let you die. That's not right.
Agree.
Let us try harder to steady the ship. When we get to shore, we'll leave this man there.
Yes, let's do that. The sailors worked and worked, but their ship was about to sink.
At last, they decided to toss Jonah overboard.
O God of this man, forgive him and take care of him.
The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
Jonah was not very comfortable, but safe in the belly of the fish.
Jonah was in the belly of the giant fish for 3 days and three nights.
He was totally alone in the dark.
He had plenty of time to think about what he had done.
Then he called back to God.
Oh Lord, my God.
Hello, Jonah.
Oh God, I am so glad that you are here with me.
You tried to hide from me.
Yes, I now know that it was really wrong.
You have learned your lesson. Come on, Jonah. Let's get you out of here. Jonah, Nineveh is behind those hills. Go tell the people there about me and my love for them.
God, I'm ready.
So Jonah went to Nineveh.
He delivered God's message to that city.
All the people, young and old, listened to God's message.
And they changed their lives.
Because of his great love for them.
God saved the people of Nineveh.
And God saved me.